Hello, everybody. My name is Luke, and I'm your host of the Space Travel Podcast. I am sitting here in front of my computer today. We are about to hopefully watch a static fire of the SN4 Starship with the SN20 Raptor engine below. Right now, we got the flare going full. The tank section is venting heavily. Doesn't look to be any more venting from the fuel farm, but they are really getting at it. Another thing about today's static fire is they attached two steel rolls, welded them together, and put them on top of the SN4 Starship. It is a mass simulator. I think I just heard them say that it is 22 short tons. I'm not even going to try to do the math for that. While we're recording, but I'm sure that y'all can hit me up with that number once this is all over with. And just to throw a plug out there, I'm watching the NASA spaceflight stream of the static fire. They do a great job, and they're some really cool people, so check them out whenever you get an option. Man, we got some heavy venting going on out the bottom of the Starship right now. Said we're at a minute and 42 seconds until burn. You can't even see the thrust section of the Starship right now. There's so much venting going on. But I will say the live stream's quality has increased dramatically since the last stream. Props to them. I know that they were running into issues last time they streamed, but man, it looks good this go around. It probably helps that it's overcast there today and it's not real hot, so they don't have all that distortion in the air. Miss Boca Chica gal is there today, Miss Mary. She's on the ground. They are on site watching, giving some feedback about who's around launch site and all that. I just want to throw a big thank you out there to her for all her hard work. It's really awesome. We appreciate you, Miss Mary. And also, I hope you guys at NASA Space Flight don't mind me watching y'all stream and doing a podcast. If you don't, I really appreciate it. If there is any issues, y'all just hit me up on Twitter at LukeStaney14. Man, it oh, we got venting out of the top of the tank. Top venting, yep. Man, it's really venting something there. That flare is getting bigger. Golly, there is a lot of condensation and gases flowing around the base of the Starship. I hope sound quality is all right for y'all. I know this office I'm in is kind of small, a lot of hard surfaces, so I'm gonna try not to blow any hard bees into the microphone. Sorry about that. My timer cut off my recording, but we're gonna pick right up where we left off. They got a lot of birds flying around. There's still a lot of gases coming out of the bottom of the Starship. We had a top vent a second ago. Flame on the stack is mid-sized, so we'll see what happens here in the next few minutes. Ooh, that was kind of a big shot out the flare. I don't know if it looks bigger, if it just looks more robust, you know, if that makes any sense. They must be working out some kinks right now. Gosh, the internet here stinks. Come on. There we go. Big flag. Trampus came back.
Right, but I meant like for a certain job or anything,
No, he didn't say.
Really needed.
Something they repaired, I think. Sorry about that. The flare is getting really big right now. We must be very close. We got some top venting coming out. Come on, baby. Could be any second now. Any second
now. All right, 30 seconds from Vic Flair. Potentially just 30 seconds to go.
30 seconds.
The fifth static fire.
Start your countdowns. We'll see this fifth static fire of Starship SN4 and a third static fire of SN20 Raptor. We'll see how this goes. A couple of static fires ago, we saw a fire, but it seems if you look at the live stream that they got that figured out. Two, one. There it goes. Got the static fire. Looked good. Lots of flame on that one. Not quite as much dust, a lot more flame. Now we're top venting, emptying the tanks. That looked good. Very clean. Man, that was an interesting view of the static fire due to the fact that it's windy there, so there really wasn't a whole lot of dust on the ground, so we got to see more of the exhaust plume of the Raptor engine. Very cool. We'll stick around here for a second and see what we got going on. Yeah, it did kick up a lot of debris this go around.
Off of the ground, which is indicative of a static fire, is that correct?
Yeah, the engine actually makes thrust, and so it creates force.
Yeah, it did look like there was a lot of thrust going on in the static fire. It looked very powerful, but since there's so much wind there, it just. Now we don't have any more venting anymore, and we got a big flame stack.
Yep, that's exactly what that was. So they're really short. This isn't like a full duration. It's not like
I wish there was a full duration burn. That would be so awesome.
Make sure it goes, and then they turn it off.
Yeah, I mean, they'll check all the data and make sure it went in exactly the way that they wanted to. And they
I don't see any more venting on the top of the Starship.
They fire. Static fire 2 days in a row. Like this. I mean, we're not even...
Oh, gosh. The internet's killing me.
Even 2 p.m. local, they have already, managed to get a test done. I'm really excited for all the data that they've been able to glean from these tests with Raptor and Invertebrate.
Yeah, this is 2 days in a row, which is pretty awesome. I hope they do another one tomorrow. That'd be great. There we go, some side venting. Looks like that could be out of the LOX tank. Whoa, we got a lot of venting out of the bottom of the Starship.
That's new.
Whoa.
I don't think we've seen that before.
No, that is new. That's a huge cloud of gas. I am not sure what that is.
I wonder if maybe a hose popped out or something and we're just seeing an uncontrolled vent.
I don't know. If we were seeing an uncontrolled vent, like some kind of hose popping off or something, I feel like that flame stack would ignite it.
Yeah, I believe it.
Oh! We just saw an explosion. Oh my gosh. Dude, that was the largest explosion we have seen so far. Let's wait for the dust to settle. Starship SN4, Raptor SN20 is gone. There is no more Starship on the stand. That explosion took the entire thing out. So whatever happened on the bottom when that hose came loose, it had to have been methane oxygen because the flare ignited it and it exploded. That was amazing. Wow, it is just straight burning. Goodness gracious. Well, that was surely exciting. Never a dull day with SpaceX and the Starship program. As of right now, we're currently just looking at the same live feed of the launch pad. Just on fire. It's burning hard. I don't even see remnants of the Starship anywhere. It was just all of a sudden gone. Wow. Just goes to show how dangerous this stuff is and how touchy it can be. You know, one hose, one valve, one anything goes. I mean, it's just complete destruction. It's absolutely amazing. Listening on what they're saying real quick, try to get an update. Okay, Mary and everybody are alright. They were a safe distance away. Wow. Yep, I would say they got some significant damage. It is gone. 100%. I don't even see piece of steel laying there. Oh yeah, we got SN5 sitting there waiting. Hopefully we can get her out to the launch pad quick and start testing again. Wow, that was the fifth static fire. So, I mean, we got a lot of good data out of SN4. So, this is me saying thank you to Starship SN4 and Raptor SN20 for all the great data. We appreciate everything you did and for the crazy send-off. Bill Luke Stamia with the Space Travel Podcast, signing off.